Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando and the surrounding areas. Sending greetings to each and every one of you coast to coast. Blessing you today with our prayers, trusting that you're praying for us also, praying for your nation, praying for your neighborhood, praying for somebody else's neighborhood also today. Today is the day that we should think of others and pray ye one for another. So glad to be with you again and that you're here, and I want you to call somebody. Call your friend, call your neighbor, call somebody, call your family. Come in today and listen to what thus saith the Lord. Something may be said just for you, you and you. Why? Because we love you. Yes, and we want you to love Jesus just as much as we love you today. All right, amen. Now, call in for prayer. 347-857-3925. Come on, call in today. We want to pray for you. We want to pray for you continually. Okay? All right, here is Pastor Dan. I mean, Sister Dan.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, I tell you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we bless your name, we magnify your name. You are King of Kings and Lords of Lords, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for your will being done right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, continue, Lord Father God, to touch those, Lord Father. Comfort their hearts right now, Lord Father, and all those that have lost loved one, Lord Father. Father, whether it be naturally, Lord Father, from the virus or whatever, Lord Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father God, for comfort right now to them. Give them the peace right now, Lord Father. Father, that they need right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we continue to give you the praise, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that nothing is too hard for you. Father, we hold before you Vern, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to touch her right now, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We thank you for strength right now, Lord Father. We thank you for peace of mind right now, Lord Father. Father God, let her rest in you right now, Lord Father. We thanking you for shielding and protecting her right now. Build her up, Lord Father God. Knowing, Lord Father, that there is no other God but you, Lord. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you.
Father, we hold before you Richie, Lord Father. We're thanking you, Lord Father, for all that you're doing for him, Lord Father. We thank you for bringing him through those surgeries, Lord Father. We thank you for continually, Lord Father God, touching his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you for keeping him safe right now, Lord. Father, we bless your name, Lord Father. So many, Lord Father, dying, Lord Father God. So many dying even without knowing who you are, Lord Father. Father, we ask right now, Lord Father, as we pray for those on the front line right now, Lord Father. The doctors, the nurses, Lord Father, even the cleaning people that cleans the hospital, Lord Father. Clean up after, Lord Father. Touch them right now, Lord Father. Father, as we continue, Lord Father, to pray for our city, our state, our region, Lord Father, this nation right now, Lord Father, with this virus, Lord Father, have mercy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We pray, Lord Father God, for Georgia right now, Lord Father. Have mercy right now, Lord Father. Let your people, Lord Father, hearken on to your words right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch them right now, Lord Father. Father God, let your people, Lord Father God, rise up right now, Lord Father, as they continue to stand in unity, Lord Father. And, Father, we thank you for just keeping your people right there, Lord, Father God, with the ears to hear, Lord, Father God, keeping them in the ark of safety right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We're thanking you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord, Father, for just waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, oh, God. So, Father, we ask you right now, Lord, Father God, as we hold this radio broadcast before you, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for just showing up and showing out right now. We thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord, Father, being in this broadcast, Lord. Father God, whether it be to the listeners right now, Lord, Father, or those that would listen at a later date, Lord, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to move on them, Lord, Father. And Father, if they don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Father, we're going to trust and believe, Lord, Father God, that something is said, Lord, Father, that would make them give their life to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we cancel every assignment, Lord, that was sent towards this broadcast or anyone, Lord, Father, speaking or listening on this broadcast. We cancel it right now, rendering it null and void in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask that you decrease my apostle, bishop, and pastor, Lord, Father God, as the word come forth, Lord. Father God, increase in them right now, Lord, Father. Move in a mighty and a special way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, did you hear your name? Oh, you didn't hear your name? Well, you know you're getting callers. 347-857-3925. Give us a call. And we want to add to a prayer to the list today. We're praying for Prophet E.D. Lord's family. We're sending condolences to his family today. He's someone we've known for a long time, and he's went on to be with the Lord today. I mean, not today, praise God, but we got a, you know, message of that, and we want to remember him, because many of you have heard of him. He sang, he preached, you know, and all over, and we thank God for what he has done with his life, and he's gone on. All right. Amen. Now let me give you a short word today. Amen. Just going to be with you a short time. To tamper with truth is to deal in deceit. To tamper with truth is to deal in deceit. That's it. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for you, 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 and you. Thank you, Jesus. We thank the Lord for you, and you that are on today, those that are listening today. We thank God for you. Ah, yes, you don't know how we appreciate you being on the other end. It really encourages us to keep on keeping on. You know, so many today are stopping, you know, because things are not as they desire them to be. But we thanking God for you, amen, wherever you are. And we thank God for Bishop Porter being here. We thank God for Sister Diane. And I was thinking about somebody else, and I called her pastor, you know. No, I don't see no pastor there. I just a mistake right at that time. All right, I was thinking of somebody else. Praise the Lord. Amen. But you never know what God going to do now. We just don't know, do we? Mm-hmm. Amen. We'll just leave that open. Isn't that right? But we thank God for Bishop Porter being with us. And we thank God for our own Pastor Sharon. That's who I was really thinking about. You know, I'm used to seeing her. You know what I mean? I'm used to seeing her here on today, so I guess I was really thinking about it, you know. Hallelujah. Praise God anyway. So we thank God for Pastor Sharon, don't we? And we thank God for you. We thank God for the pastors that may be listening, don't want me to know, don't want nobody else to know they're listening to us, but we thank God for you anyway. You know, we love you anyhow. Amen. Isn't that right? We love you anyhow. God is good. Yes, he is, even in times like these. You know, there's a song. I ain't finna sing. My singing voice is not up to par right yet. Okay. In times like these, we need an anchor, don't we? We need to grip the solid rock. You heard that song, didn't you? And that rock is Jesus. That's who we need to hold on to right about now. I thank God for that song. Even that song coming to my mind at this time. Oh, my God. God is good, isn't it? It's good to have learned these things. You've heard these songs, and they come back at a given time. Isn't it wonderful? That he said the Holy Ghost will bring all things back to your remembrance. Oh, yes. You got to have something in there first, don't you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise God. Today we're going to kind of talk about life. We're going to talk about life, the life that's in you, the life that's in me. And if it's not, before we end, we want that life to be in you. Is that right? Amen, amen. Now, I'll just start a little here. Amen. From St. John, the 12th chapter. Start at St. John, the 12th chapter. Start at the 23rd verse. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hated his life in the world shall keep it unto life eternal. Ain't that a wonderful promise? If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servants be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. See? See where the honor come from God? Hmm? Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I into this hour. I came for this. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Oh, my God. See that voice come from heaven talking? Oh, my Lord, I love that. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sake. I already know what he's talking about. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of the world be cast out. Ah, here come action. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. It's definite. He was signifying what death he would die. It's what Jesus was doing. But before he died, he had something to do. He came to do. Because man has lost his way. Oh, my God. Man had lost his way. Now Jesus came to show him the way. Show you the way. Show me the way. Now, he knew already that the life that was in him was the answer to everything you need in the world. His life. He was willing to give it up for that. He was willing to take on a similarity of what we have. Now, he was willing to do that. Do you understand? Because he knew without him, there would be no you and I. We would not be able to say we've been born again. We would not be able to say we have that life, now would we? We would not be able to do that. Because he was limited if he tried to do it in what looked like us, the human body. He could not be everywhere at one time. See? He couldn't be there. He couldn't give us life. So he knew he had to give up his life. So his life was what? Planted in humanity, was it not? Come on, think about it now. It was planted in humanity. So he had to do what? Bring forth the harvest. Now, in order to bring forth this harvest, something has to die. You have to plant a seed, don't you? Can't nothing grow unless you plant a seed. I remember somebody, I don't know what it was, they asked a question, which you can answer that if you know the answer. How are you going to talk about planting watermelon and you got a seedless watermelon? Where's the seeds? What happened to the seeds? Somebody asked. I said, you know what? I'd like to ask that too. But now, was the watermelon grown in the lab, in the laboratory? See, they're growing a lot of stuff, grapes, and everything grown in a laboratory. Okay, then they laid on the ground to ferment. See, just like that. I know that's what happened to the grapes, not the watermelons. I never found out that. That could be the same thing. And today, we don't have imitation people. Now, I know they're trying to clone people. They're trying to make some people. All these folks trying to be God. That's all it is. They want to be God. They want to do what God done. But you can't do what the master done. And you need to stop trying. Stop putting everybody in these different situations and troubles and everything, trying to keep up with you and trying to say, oh, yeah, I want to go that way. I want to be cloned. I don't want to be cloned. Okay, I don't even want to be burned in no furnace. You see, I don't know about you, but, you know, I'm kind of, you know, hey, I want to be good. Let's plant me like you, you know, like you do in the ground, put the box in the ground or however you do the thing. That's where I want to be. But why do we want to do these things when Jesus came and gave his life for you? And that, for me, boggles my mind why people want to turn everything around. Huh? You know, they want to turn stuff around. Now, Jesus planted his life in us when he died. Huh? He died for a purpose, for us, that we may have a right to the tree of life. He died for us. He rose for us. And it sounds crazy. I know it do to some people. This is why some people don't want to go, because their brain cells is not cooperating too good, you see. But let me tell you, Jesus was a divine seed. He was a seed, huh? He said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abide alone. Huh? It abide alone. Okay? You're not no Lone Ranger. We're not no Lone Ranger. Huh? We're part of the process of the seed being planted into the ground where it died. Every seed that's planted in the ground got to die. And then what's inside the seed burst open and began to connect with the soil that it's in. See, it connects with it. Before it becomes something living, it has to die, and then it has to connect with the soil. And when it connects with the soil, and then the elements in the soil has to do what? Nurture it until it become a certain age, and then it begin to pop up. Okay, enough of planting now. I ain't no farmer. I'm not a farmer, you know. Praise God. But think about it. Now, that seed that was planted, that vine seed, it had to bring forth a harvest, didn't it? And when it brings forth a harvest, it brings forth a harvest in its own likeness. Huh? In its own likeness. Huh? Corn, bring corn. Apples, bring apples. Everything after its own kind, it brings forth. Huh? And you after who? Jesus. Huh? You after Jesus. Now let's talk about John. Again, we're still in John. Here, talk about John in this here life. We'll get there now. John, the first chapter now, in the fourth verse say, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Did you hear that? In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now, there could be no light in us unless we connected with that light. All right? Amen. You say, Jesus say, I am the light of the world. Amen. I am the light of the world. If there was no light, Jesus' light, there wouldn't be nothing but darkness, now would it?
That's right.
Talk to me now. Talk to me. There would be nothing else but dark. Listen what he say. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The light is shining right now in the world. And do you know the darkness don't comprehend it? The people of the dark does not comprehend the light. They don't understand what it is about we want to go to church or we like worshiping and praising the Lord. They don't understand any of that. That is the light and the life of men, worshiping God, praising God, glorifying him. We need to glorify him. We need to do this. Now, that is a truth. Everybody need to praise the Lord. See? When you praise God, you bring life unto your surroundings. You bring life into yourself. Now, when you don't praise God, you find that you don't have no life, do you? Everything is miserable in you. Everybody around you get miserable too because you are not comprehending any darkness at all. It's not gravitating there and sitting there and changing things. See, when it takes control, it changes the atmosphere. Okay? Now, when you're full of darkness, you can't change nothing, can you? You don't change nothing. Everybody around you is miserable. Wrong with you? Who died? Who hurt you? Who hit you? Everybody start asking questions, don't they? Because there's no life in you. And if there's no life, there's no light. And that darkness is doing what? Taking over. Has taken you over. And you have become just a big bundle of darkness. Like some black cloth on a dark window. You see? Now that's the truth. Let me tell you. In this scripture. Let me see. I think I got another scripture in here too. Praise God. What did he say? Now what happened to him here? What are you seeing here? Is the life of God, right? Where the corn is now growing. It's growing, right? Because of that seed. Now, the earth produces what? A vegetable life, don't it? And there was animal life. There's all kind of life, isn't it? Human life. All these lives God has produced here. But now, every life, has to have a dying session. Every life has a dying session. The vegetables will die. Your human body will die. The vegetables will die. Everything will die, won't it? But God is the only one has immortal life, eternal life. And this is the life that he has imparted in us when he gave his life. He imparted that, to us, in the humans. And how did he do it? Through his death, burial, and his resurrection. Isn't that what he told Martha knows? Isn't that what he told them? When she began to tell him about, they begin to say, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died. You know? See, they were looking in the natural, just like we do today. Do you know that's what we do? We look in the natural. We think Jesus is out here walking just like us. Not true in the spirit. He is there in us. He's in us now. The Holy Ghost is supposed to be in you. Now, if it's not, we want it to get in you today. Okay?
We don't want you to get off this broadcast unless the Holy Ghost is in you and you know it's in you, and I don't want to be in words only. I don't want it in words only. I want the Holy Ghost to be, how you say, in action in you. Huh? You be talking, speaking. You have that light. If you want to speak in tongues, if God, if he starts speaking in tongues, let him use you. Let him use your tongue and talk. Huh? Talk to you. Talk to somebody near you that hear you. Huh? Let him do something here. We want action in here now. Huh? Now the seed been planted. You got a harvest now. Hmm? What's your harvest like now? Huh? Your harvest is the anointing in you right now. We want to see that anointing, huh? We want to see the proof. Don't you want to see the proof in somebody? I want to see the proof in you. That's what I want to see. I don't know about nobody else, but I want to see what see the proof in you. I want to see the work that God done in you, huh? Because he said he came that you may have light and that more abundantly. You should have a lot of light. You should have a lot of light, too. Not no dim light, huh? Do you think you're supposed to have a dim light? You seen them, you know, when the light get dim, you can't see good, huh? So now, let's put on a bright light, floodlight. I got it. That's it. Hey, yeah. How about a floodlight? Can't beat that, can you? Now, that's a lot of light. We got a floodlight on. And when, you know what? You know what even better? Have you seen these full moons lately? Huh? They are so bright, it seems like it's a light on the street, don't it? They brighten up your house through the window. And, you know, we take a picture of it every time the moon gets so full and so bright. To you wondering this is daytime, you missed something, you overslept, you know. But that's the way Jesus is, you know. That's the way the Spirit is. Because the Bible says he came right here in one. He came unto his own, and they didn't even receive him. But now you receive him, don't you? See, his own been receiving, so somebody else received it, didn't it? You one of the ones, aren't you? Think about it now. He gave us power to become what? The sons of God. Now we related to him, aren't we? Look what he did. Aren't you happy about that today? Don't you want to be a part of that, become one of the sons of God? Don't you want to be that? Now, the angels couldn't do that. He gave it to us. Ah, you say you're privileged. Well, the angels are special people, do special work. Huh? But us, look what he gave us. Oh, my God, his spirit, his life. He gave us power, that anointing power, the Holy Ghost power. I like to talk about that. You know, the Holy Ghost power. You don't even want to do what you used to do. You see how good it is? See how when that Holy Ghost power come in there, you don't even want to do what you used to do. Your thinking is different, huh? As the song writers used to say, places I used to go, I don't want to go no more. I don't go no more. What I used to say, I don't say no more. Do you see? Change. It brought about a change, didn't it? What I want you to know today, because you are his and you have his life, let me tell you, Mary and Martha, They had to learn it. Jesus told them. She said, well, we know you're going to do this and that and other. You're going to do all this when, you know, in the resurrection. We know all about that. You know how we get agnostic sometimes. Well, we know that, Jesus, but, you know, this is now. You know, my brother dead. Now, what you going to do about it? You should have been here. He wouldn't be dead. So now, listen, we'll see where you are at this time. Let me tell you one thing, my sister. I am the resurrection and the life. I am. You see, did you believe in me, everything I've said all this time? Today, with what's going on in the world today, it ain't just going on your street. It's in the entire world today. Now, what do you believe? Do you believe that he came that you can have life? Do you believe in that he is the Son of the living God? Do you believe it today? Or is it the fact that you're going to say, well, I don't believe because I can't see? You don't see half of the thing. You don't see your paycheck, but you be going to work every day. And believing the person, the people going to pay you, don't you? You believe in that, don't you? See the little faith you have and you didn't even know it. But you can't believe Christ who gave you life. You can't believe him when he planted you in this world. And with your mom and dad, whoever they are, you didn't ask for it, but he did what? He sent life to your mom and dad through your mom and dad so that you can come forth in his image and in his likeness. Now you here. Now you all of a sudden, you don't believe the one that made you and brought you. You don't believe the one that produced you. How did you think you get here? Through an eight, like the scientists say? Well, the scientists might have came through an eight because he got 8 cents. See? So why you going to believe him and he don't have any sense? Talking about people came through eight. He don't believe in God. Then the eight had to get here. Well, when you go in the Garden of Eden, you find out every animal was made in the garden. He made every animal. He put them right there. So, therefore, you still have to have a beginning. You have to have the one that exists to make the eight. Come on now, talk about it now. We just trying to talk about it. We talking about it. This is time to talk about it. We talk about it. Because we want to lessen who God is. We want to make him less than the devil. The devil is more powerful according to people today. It's the devil that put the virus out here. It's the devil that did this. The devil can't do nothing unless God says okay. You see? The only thing he do well is lie. Because the Bible said that he is a liar. He is the father of the lies. In other words, he produced lies. And he ain't going to do nothing else but lie to you and tell you there is no God. He tried that on Jesus. When Jesus was out there in the wilderness, he tried that on Jesus and it didn't work. No, it didn't work. Everything he tried, it couldn't work because Jesus know the truth. And he said, I am the truth. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Now, let me tell you one thing. If he is the truth, he will tell you the truth. Why would you listen to the devil and his lies? And he comes in the form of people. A lot of when they say they don't like God, they don't want God, they don't want no church, and you want to hear that stuff, you know how they talk.
They done told you that. And you went for it. Yeah, me either. And jumped on the bandwagon. Now, where you going to end up? Huh? And only thing you can grow in this world, a harvest that you will produce, is a seedless harvest. See, that is what you will produce. And it is not time to produce a seedless harvest. It's time for you now to see the harvest of your seed, the harvest of God's seed that is in you. Hello, somebody. My God. We reproduce, don't we? Come on. We reproduce of this life, especially of this divine life we reproduce. This is what God has given us. This is why he say you must be born again. This is why he provided that way for you to be born again. On the day of Pentecost in Acts, this is why he did that, He didn't want to leave you out there without anything. I gave you life, now let me give you the seed. The secret to life. Let's say the secret to life. You want to hear the secret to life, don't you? And it's in the seed. Your life is in the seed. What seed are you carrying today? Think about it. What seed are you carrying? That's what I want to know today. Are you carrying a divine seed? Or are you carrying one of hell's seeds? Remember a movie long time ago? Maybe some of you don't. You ain't old enough to. Children of the Corn. They were born evil. The seed was evil. There's some evil seeds out today, don't you? You do know that, don't you? I pray that you're not it. Okay? That we're going to turn your seed around. And it's going to bring forth a harvest and much fruit. Your harvest going to be a bumper cropper. It's going to produce loads of fruit and the right kind of fruit. The fruit's not made in a laboratory. The fruit is made by the seed of Abraham. Isaac and Jacob. It's where your seed comes from. Seeds of faith. Seeds of life. And each life produces a son. Sons of God. That will come forth and produce more seed, more harvest. And the harvest will grow larger and larger. Because it says, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will. Long as it remains now. But we want to know today, what kind of harvest are you producing? You produce the right harvest, that means you got the right seed. Are you going to church or somebody's church and you read your Bible or whatever you're doing? Are you too busy? Sometimes we get so busy, we don't have time for God. And then when the light is going out of us, we ain't got nothing else. We so tired, too. We just don't know nothing else to do. We can't see God, you see? Because what? We're too busy about our own life. You know, our human life. We're about that and still about the spiritual life. Give more time to the spirit, and you will see more harvest in your life. When he say that your fruit will be much and it gonna remain, he promised us that. that your fruit shall remain. And you're going to produce much fruit. Much fruit is being produced. Is it being produced now, or you don't have time? Think about it now. Who are you giving time to? What's important in your life? Everyone that's on here today, what's important in your life? Things that's coming on the world, is that important? Am I going to get enough food in here at this time? Yeah, if you trust God, He will provide. You know what I found out? When you need food, God will show you where to go to get it. I'm telling you the truth. He is a provider. He say He will provide. He do that. Because when He came to give you life, and that more abundantly, it didn't say nothing about you going to starve to death. It said nothing that your children won't have. Your children will have. He promised you that. The only way He can't keep your promise is you walk in the dark. You get out the light and you start walking in the dark, believing what the devil say, believing what the devil people say. And when you start believing all that junk, then you are now in darkness. The light is not shining on you. The way is not being made because it's dark. You're trying to walk in the dark instead of in the light. Hallelujah, anyhow. You see, all of this Jesus did just for you and I. Us being in His image and in His likeness. That means He has made us to be the image of the heavenly, not of darkness. The wicked is the image of darkness. You see? Because he desires to walk in the dark, trying to mock everybody, be like somebody else. You want to be like this, and you want to be like that one. And, oh, you know, I want to have a lot of money like that. Yes, it's nice to not to have to want for anything. You be able to go to the store and buy anything you want. That's nice. But do you ask yourself, where am I going to spend eternity? And can I spend this money to go to me, the eternity I want to go to? See, we feel like our money going to take us to heaven. Glory to God. Now, we have become the express image of our Lord and Savior. He could sing a song. He made me who I am. He made me who I am. You see? You say, well, now God made me like this. He can change me if He want to. It don't work like that. That's why the day of Pentecost was there. Because it don't work like that. He told you He reigns on the just and the unjust, didn't he? That mean everybody that's alive, the rain come on top of them. But the promises, where the promises belong? Where does the promises belong? You answer that today. Am I one of God's children that His righteousness and His promises are mine, that I can count on them? Or have I been faithful to Him? Am I faithful to His word? Amen. His vows, His covenant, His status. Am I faithful? When you walk around thinking you got it together, you ain't got it together.
You don't have it together. Until you have come through Acts 2. You ain't been there yet. Have you tried it? Have you experienced it? And most people will tell you, oh, yes, I'm saved. That's as far as they can tell you. I'm saved. How you saved? Because a preacher led me to say you saved after you were baptized. That water didn't save you. Mm-hmm. Outward show. See? Right. That's all it is. But you saying, I'm saved, or you shook the preacher's hand. Was they a preacher? Sometimes you got to ask yourself, I might have shook his hand, but he might have been an ordinary man. He wasn't born again. Did no anointing pass from him to me? Huh? Come on now. Amen, Jesus. I know him. Yes. I know. Praise God. I'm feeling this thing now. Praise God. Because, listen. Jesus been reproduced. He said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. The same mind should be operating in you, that now you're not thinking them old wicked thoughts. Don't mind being you, which is in Christ Jesus, have you thinking about the things above and not the things below, not the things that's on earth, not the materialistic things. You should think of some spiritual things now. How to see other people born again. How to talk to them to get them all born again. We want to choose who we want to get saved. When he came, he said that you may have life, that you may have life. Who is you? You and you. No matter what nationality you are, no matter what country you in, no matter what city you in, no matter who you under, what title you got, you. That you may be. See, he came just for you. It's like, let's say, bishops say something all the time, it wasn't nobody but you, he came for you. But guess what? It wasn't nobody but you. And you are the one he came for. Would you say, I don't want to go, Lord? Huh? Well, Lord, if you take him to heaven, I don't want to be there. You just signed your death warrant, didn't you? Huh? How you going to make a statement like that? Now, that's really hating somebody. You don't hate nobody like that. You definitely not of the light. Huh? Told you all the things that he is. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. No man cometh to the Father but by me. You can't get there no other way. Now, they can call and tell you, well, this is this and this is that, and you can't get to, you ain't getting nowhere. I don't know why people lying to you. Well, there's more than Jesus you can come through. That ain't what he said. He say that. He say, no man come to the Father but by me. Now, that's what Jesus said. Now, you either believe what he say or you don't. Now, if you come in any other kind of way, the Bible say you're a thief and a robber. That's what he say you are. Now, which one are you today? Come on, let's get real here. Which one are you today? We trying to do what? Gather in. Jesus is soon to come. You can almost feel the electricity in the air where he's soon to come. Huh?
Now, which one are you today? Which one are you right now? If he should come now, which one are you? Who you think you're going to go back with in him? If you didn't believe in him, then listen, you ain't going nowhere because you don't believe. Huh? You ain't going nowhere. You won't be going with Jesus. See? My God. See, you're going to go with somewhere, but you won't be with Jesus. We belong to Christ. When we belong to Christ, we've been born again. Baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, you can get baptized in water. You get baptized in the Holy Ghost, too. Now, if they don't teach you that no more, you're in the wrong place. They shame to teach about the Holy Ghost. Well, I know they would call it the Holy Spirit. That's proper. We call it the Holy Spirit. Well, the same difference. Huh? Rose by another name still smell the same, so to speak. You want to be proper? I'm sorry, I'm not proper. I was filled with the Holy Ghost. They had me tarry. Every week I was down there tarrying till I got it. And they didn't tell me I had it. I had to tell them when I know that I had it. Now that's the way the church I was in did us like that. And I'm glad I did. You know that? Because the modern day getting it ain't doing it because ain't nobody coming up with the Holy Ghost. They just saying they saved. They ain't tearing. They not showing no evidence. You say, well, they say they say yes, but is their life proving that they're saved? That they've been born again with the Holy Ghost. Huh? And with the evidence. We like some evidence, don't we? Come on, I like some evidence, don't you? When I see somebody, I want to know, why I want to hear them speak, Lord. Let me hear them speak. I don't care if it's one time, but I want to hear. I want to have the confidence in you. That you've been born again and you're not just faking it, pretending, because you want a title. You want to be chief apostle or chief somebody. Let's get the Holy Ghost first and then we'll find out about the chief. Okay? Let's get that first. Let's say, Father, I've been born again, washed in your blood. Oh, yes, I'm covered now. I don't have to worry about nothing. All I have to do is just call on your name, depend on you, trust your word. When I see that word in the book, when I see that word in the book, praise God, let me tell you one thing. I'm going to accept that word. Now, I'm going to say this. What do you say? This one, when you got life, people. I'm talking about when you have life, the life of Christ. What Jesus said in the same John. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Did you hear what he said right there? Now, we can go on down because Nicodemus want to know, you know, how can it be and all this good stuff. All right. But we go on down to the verse here and say, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
What is he telling you? He can't see. He can't even enter. Can you see that? He can't see. You can't see, and he can't enter the kingdom of God. Did you see? See what I'm saying? He can't see the kingdom, and he can't enter the kingdom. Now, are you born again now? Hello? Talk to me now. Are you born again? Talk to him. Talk to him right now. And tell God that you want it now. Now, because Jesus explains this to you. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Now, which one we know you've been born of the flesh, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, have you been born of the spirit? Born again. Now, you came in the flesh. Now, we want the seed of the spirit to manifest itself in you right now. Let it manifest now. Think about it. Jesus explained these things to you. Now, how you missed it? What church you in that you missed it? They don't talk to you about this, Did you hear what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a little bit more about that life now, how that life works. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Did you hear what he said? So is everyone that's born of the Spirit. When you start believing, you don't know that it do come when it comes into your heart. Next thing you know, you changed. Next thing you know, you used to be a hard liquor drinker. You used to party hardy all the time, party all night long. None of those things mean anything to you no more. If you's a man, you don't want to run women. If you's a woman, you don't want to run no men. All this stuff you used to do, you know that stuff was wrong, running with this one husband and this one wife and everything. Every time you see a pretty girl, you gone. You know how you was. You don't want to do that stuff no more. You won't smoke that stuff no more. You clean now through the word. You clean. You didn't even know when it happened, did you? You see? But you know you got the evidence because you find yourself talking and you don't even know what you're talking about. You start to yadna-da-da-da-ba-ho-sa-ta. You begin to talk. God begin to manifest and them chills be going up and down your spine. You want to know what's happening here. What is going on? And the next thing you know, he's saying that, listen, now I'm with you. I'm in you. God do those things. Lord, have mercy. Ooh, Jesus. See, that's the harvest that done been reproduced. In you through him. In you through him. Because now you're born again. Now you can say, now I'm in Acts now. I'm living Acts now. I'm living Acts. Now your vision is clear. Now the light is shining bright in you now. You can find your way now. You can make that path now where you couldn't see it before because it was dark. Now it's lit up. He said he'll be your light unto your path. He make it light. the light of Christ make your life bright. Oh, I think, listen here. Pastor Sharon, is you on there? Pastor Sharon, you on there somewhere? I'll get
Amen.
To this.
Hey. Amen. Amen, amen. We thank God for the word of God from the Apostle Porter. I tell you, there's so many jewels that was being released today. There's so many ways you can go with this. It was like, oh, my goodness, Lord, I just thank you for the word today. And, you know, when the woman of God was talking about seed and light and light, and when you think about those things and the seed, when you think about the seed, we were a seed. And we grew, it formed, we was a seed first, and then we became what we are now. But then when you look at the Word of God is the seed. When God, the Word of God, when God spoke the Word manifested itself and started to create. And when the woman of God's talking about the light, and the Word of God let us know that we are to be the light of the world. And you've asked yourself the question, how can we become a light of the world? And then when you start going back into, we were born in sin and shaping iniquity, and even though we were born and we came, and we, to us we are alive, why? Because we breathe in. But then we found out that we were naturally dead. We were spiritually dead, even though we are naturally alive, we were actually dead because we did not have the light of God in us. And because the light of God wasn't in us, we could not see right. We, in our own consciousness, we are fine. But until the light comes into a place of darkness, which is the Word of God, then God brings us into a place that He awakens us, so we can know that we are to be just like Him. And then when you look at the book of Genesis, when Jesus spoke the word, let there be light, and light came forth. And then He bring forth the word that we have to accept Him. Who is He? Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And if we, when we accept Him, Jesus, into our life, we become what He created us to be from the foundation of the world. And then we accept Him, that's when the seed of the life of the word come in us. And then the woman of God was talking about that there should be no darkness in you. And you'll say, well, I've been perfect all my life. But then we don't realize that we were actually born in darkness. When sin came into the world, we were born in darkness. We were blind. We did not know the truth of who we are or who God is. So a lot of us have been walking in the darkness of this world, and we're taking on this world, and we're taking on so many things that we believe was right. But then God brings forth His word, the light, into a dark place in your life. And if you look at it, when you were in sin and you were messed up, and God loved us enough to that He sent His Son Jesus into our world so we can be redeemed back to Him, because we are in what? Darkness. We were serving the God of this world. But Jesus is the light of the world. And when you become accept Him as Lord and Savior, then you become the light of the world. Why? Because the Word of God is inside of you. And you got to allow God's Word to comfort in you. You got to allow God's Word to break down those darkness on the inside. You say, well, I ain't got no darkness. Do you got jealousy? Jealousy is a darkness, my goodness. And when we talk about darkness, we think about the manifestation of the flesh. What are the fleshly things that is manifested in you? Those are known as darkness today. The fruit of the Spirit today is known as the light today. today. Why? Because the fruit of the Spirit is a part of God. The carnal mind, the fleshly self, is of the God of this world. And his name is the devil, Satan, whoever you want to call him today. And when we walk more like him, we are not manifesting the light of God in us at all. Because you cannot see the light. When there is light, you see the light. You act like the light. Your light shines forth from you. Your words are different, y'all. And the woman of God talk about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what? He's the one that will lead and direct you into all truth today. So it reminds me that when Jesus said in St. John, the 8th chapter, verse 12, said, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." If you follow him, you shall have the light of life. Light bring for life. Light bring for the light. And when you have the light, you got life, and that more abundantly, because that's what the word of God let us know. He let us know what? He came to give us life, and that more abundantly. So I don't have to continue to walk in the darkness of my flesh. I don't have to allow the manifestation of the fleshly or the carnal to always be popping up in me. I mean, the word of God will bring forth that life in you. If you truly allow God to show you yourself, he'll show you where there's darkness in you. Why? Because the light and the word of God is always going through, y'all. He searches us, right? We talk about that God knows everything. He sees all things. He knows your heart. He knows everything about you, and even in your heart. Nothing is hidden before his eyesight. And if we really and truly sit and think about that scripture, that he that searches the heart, he knows you, right? He sees everything. And the word tells us that the heart is so deceitfully wicked. Who can tell it? We can't even tell what's in our heart. But who can tell it? The one that created us can tell what's in the heart. So when he starts turning up your heart, and when the lights are coming forth, and I like the illustration about that mood. When it's become full moon, I tell you, it's like a spotlight shining right through. So when God allowed that spotlight to shine through you, he'll start showing you the things that is darkness in you. The word of God will what? Bring forth those things. The word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. The word of God is light, y'all. The word of God is light. And then when we looked at John, the chapter 1, it said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eye, with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hand have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifest unto us. And when you start looking at now, and verse 7 said, but if we walk in the light, and as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. And then verse 8, if we confess our sin, he is what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
And verse 10 says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And when the woman of God was just talking about that, tamper with truth deals with deceit. And people will say, what you mean tamper with truth deals with deceit? When you tamper with the truth, you're in other words, half truth. Tamper means you did something you weren't supposed to do. How can you tamper with the truth? You add some other words to it so the truth don't become the truth anymore because you contaminate the truth. And then the woman, it talks about what? So when you tamper with truth, it becomes a what? Deceit. Now, deceit being deceitful is what? It's a sin before God. And we're talking about what? Life. Light today. And allow the light of God to come forth in you today. Allow darkness off your mind, off your thought, off your intention. Allow God to work on that today. The dwell is in darkness, but we are the light of the world. Allow the light of God to come forth in you. Allow God to arise in you today. Let the light illuminate from you. That people that is in trouble, that needs to know that God is real, can see the light shining from you. And you can't be what? Deceitful about it. You can't be what? Because you know what? I'm reminded the woman of God told us this long time ago. When someone is in a bad condition and they're really sick and they're about to leave here, they're so sensitive. Why? Because they're no longer walking in the carnality or the fleshly mind or the fleshly part of them, but they're mostly walking into the spiritual part of them so they can recognize they're so sensitive to the spirit. Why? Because we are spirit beings. So you can't be walking around in this time and not realize who you are. You are a spiritual being, and you ain't got to open your mouth anymore. God say he's making the people, the children of the world, wiser than his children. They can tell if you for real or not. They can tell. People that got the same type of spirit can recognize you, y'all. They can tell, okay, only. Okay, oh, they recognize. Why? Because we are spirit beings. How do you think the devil be telling you, Jesus, I know this person living this, and who are you? I can recognize who you are. Now, if the devil can recognize who you are, what's in you, well, come on, y'all. Jesus, let us know these things. That's why we got to be the light of the world. They say, well, we're in a fleshly body, but your fleshly body needs to come subjection to the word of God. It's time now for us to rise up and be counted among who God wants us, what he called us to be. It's time now to let our fleshly self die daily, daily, daily. And this is the time to seek God like never before. This is the time to say, you know, God, I got distracted by this and that and that. And nobody arguing about no football no more, because I know football was a god, a little G-O-D. And just like Disney, just like shopping, just like this and that, everything was a little G-O-D, but God got our attention now. So now we got to seek his face. Now we got to call on him and allow him to work on us on the inside. And then when he works on us on the inside, then the light of God can radiate all around us. You say, is this what the woman of God? She was talking about so many jewelry, y'all. You can go whatever which way you want to today. But today, have the light of God in you. And when the light of God come in you, you'll have life. You can breathe forth life. Life. You need life today, y'all. And you need God's protection around you. and verse, and even in St. John chapter 1, verse 10 says, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hated his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness had blinded his eyes. Now, the darkness blind you. Hate blind you. Strife blind you. All those things blind you. You can't see clearly. Why? Because you're only not seen. You need the light of God in you today. So today, know that God is waiting on you. He is waiting on you. He is waiting on you to say, here am I, Lord. Here am I, Lord. I repent of all my sin. Because we busy talk about the sinner man a lot of times. But you know what? That sinner man may get it right before God. But then we are jacked up with these little hang-up in us, and we don't want to get it right. That sinner man know his condition, and he can say, Lord, have mercy. But when you don't deal with the darkness inside of you, woe unto you today. So take the time, y'all. Don't allow the God of this world to continue to deceive you. Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I was just continuing, just feasting, just listening. Amen. And enjoying it. Praise God. Amen. And he that have an ear, hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen. To the church. Amen. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, they done said enough, amen, for the whole world, amen, to accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I would just like to add, praise God, in Philippians chapter 1, praise God, in verse 21, Paul said these words, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is to gain. Oh, praise God. See, when your mind is made up, and your heart is fixed, praise God, and you know that you know that you know that the graveyard is not your home. See, Paul looked past the graveyard, praise God, because he knew he had another home, not built by hand. What about you today? Praise God. Amen. Jesus, amen, is the author and the finisher. Praise God about faith. It's all about him. Praise God. And the truth is very, very, amen, narrow. Amen. It's so narrow, even, amen, it said broad is the way that lead to destruction. Am I right? But narrow is the way that lead to salvation. Praise God. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Why, Jesus? Jesus said, praise the Lord, and St. John chapter 16, praise God, they have been asking him and asking him, where you come from, where you come from? He said it in verse 27, he told them, for the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. Praise God. He separated himself from the Godhead. See, this is a mystery. And this is why so many can't understand it, because they tried to understand it with their peas in their mind. Praise God. But you can't put God in your mold. Praise God. We got to get in his mold. That's why he said, my ways is not man's ways. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Verse 28, he said, I came forth from the Father, and I come into the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. And his disciples said unto him, lo, now speakest thou plainly and speak no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man shall ask thee. By this we believe that thou comest forth from God. And Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Now that's the question. Praise God. And I'm asking in my closing, do you believe, amen, that Jesus is the Son of the living God? Praise God. We're talking about light, and he is the light of the world. Praise God. And he will give you life. Praise God. And this is what, praise God. And if you accept him, praise God, today can be your spiritual birthday. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it? Amen. Amen. That we can look to him. All he do here and answer prayer. He is a prayer answering God. Amen. But you got to repent for all of your sins. Amen. And you got to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Praise God. There's not but one Savior. Praise God. And Jesus, amen, paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. Oh, he will forgive you. Amen. Amen. And now once you, amen, have confessed with your mouth and believe in your heart, praise God, now you got to forgive yourself. Because the Bible says he put it in the sea, amen, of forgiveness. He don't bring it back up, praise God. And don't let the devil beat you up in your mind saying, oh, you are too the Lord don't want you. You know, that's a funny thing about a hypocrite. You know, the world don't want you. And then, well, now when you look now, you don't know you in between, hung up between two opinions. Man, but how long will you be hooked between two opinions? Amen. Now, as God be God, it's time to serve God. Man, amen. And look to him. He will, amen, forgive you. Praise God. Now, forgive yourself. Amen. And move on. Pray and ask God to lead you to a Bible-believing church and get in. Man, and all, praise God. And he'll do just that. Amen. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you, and Bishop do too.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God for that awesome word that came forth today from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Pastor Sharon. Did you receive the word today? Are you going to allow the light to come into your life today? I tell you, we have plenty of time to sit and spend time with God. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter put out there. It's some awesome listening now. Tomorrow night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That calling number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. That's 480-660-2316, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. You would like to bless the woman of God or help keep this radio broadcast on air. You can, for those of you that have Zelle, you can go, and the email address is logiont@gmail.com. That's logiont@gmail.com. And the name is Logian, INT. Or you can visit our website at logianinternationalministries.com and hit the donate button. That's Logion internationalministries.com and hit the donate button. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
stop worrying. way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, that everything would be alright, yeah. As soon as I stop worrying
how the story is,
I can let go
and
let God
let
him have.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yeah.